Welcome to Sports Spectrum, the sports and faith podcast that brings Jesus back into the conversation. Here's your host, Jason Romano.
This episode of Sports Spectrum's podcast with Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic is brought to you by Compassion International, a hope more powerful than poverty. For $38 a month, your tax-deductible contribution helps release a child from poverty. We're talking about children waiting for as long as almost a year to be sponsored by you and I through Compassion. It's a hope more powerful than poverty. Go to compassion.com/sportspectrum. Pray about it. You'll see a list of children there and consider sponsoring them in Jesus' name. Today on the podcast, we welcome back Jonathan Isaac of the Orlando Magic to the show. He was on the episode number 151 of the podcast back in September of 2018. And so here we are getting ready for the 2019-2020 season. And Jonathan has come back on the podcast to tell us about how this last year has been for him. If you heard him last year on the podcast, he had a tough rookie year, just 27 games played, a lot of injuries, only averaged 5 points, a very tough rookie year after being selected sixth overall in the 2017 NBA draft by Orlando. But he had an amazing journey his rookie year to Christ. And so go back and listen to that podcast to hear about that journey. It was a pretty awesome one of how he came to faith in Jesus in his rookie season in the NBA. And then in his second year, last year, things started to change. He played in 75 games, so he was healthy, started 64 of them, so he was a key contributor to the Orlando Magic team that made a playoff run. They actually got to the playoffs last year before losing to the eventual NBA champion Toronto Raptors. And Jonathan averaged almost 10 points a game, 5.5 rebounds, played good defense, can hit the three-point shot, and really started to come into his own in his second year. And I know this year, in his third year, the Magic are expecting even more improvements from Jonathan on the court. And we wanted to have him back to talk about what life has been like this last year for him, both spiritually and from a basketball standpoint. He's a really wise kid. I say that because he just turned 22 years old on October 3rd. He's still very young, but he's very wise in his faith, even though his faith is still pretty young too. Listen to him share about his faith in Jesus and about his NBA career right here on Sports Spectrum. Take a listen. Welcome back, Jonathan, to the podcast. How you doing?
Thank you very much, Jason. I'm very glad to be back on the podcast.
Yeah, I love having you back. So much to talk about. It's been about a year since we talked to you. It was basically the end of your rookie year. It is crazy, right? And you think about all that's happened in your life and your journey in a year is kind of where we're going to go in this podcast. So let's start with the off season first. And there's a lot going on that you were a part of this year. Most recently, your experience with USA Basketball. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, sir. I mean, the summer has been, I feel like I've been all over the place. It's been such a smoother summer than last summer, from my rookie year to my second year. And just learning the league has made it so much easier. But USA Basketball was super fun. Competitive. I've gotten a question about it every day for the past like 2 weeks. I've been kind of giving the same storyline. It was fun. I had a great time. I was hoping to get up to the national team. Didn't get the call, but it was very productive for me. Got to see familiar faces and, you know, work out and play against the guys that, you know, I'm going to see all year.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, you get to get, I guess you're going to work out during the summer anyways. You might as well do it against really good competition, right?
Exactly. Like that.
That's good. Well, tell us about this TV platform. I saw that pop up on my Instagram, Jonathan Isaac's new TV J Judah Nation thing going on. What's that all about?
Judah Nation. Well, I have a friend of mine who owns a TV station, and they asked me if I wanted to be a part of it. And I said yes. So that's where Judah Nation got birthed from. And it's a 30-minute spot. Usually I'm interviewing somebody, okay, or I'm just coming with knowledge and just really just having a conversation about life, about faith. I've interviewed Mo Bamba and a guy who's in Orlando who is a pretty big time comedian and content creator who is a Christian, and we had a great interview. And it's still in the baby stages, but I want it to be something that grows to like Spectrum.
No, I hear you.
Something that grows to be great and a great tool for especially young people to just know more about me and you know, my message and what I hope to bring to the world outside of basketball. So you can head to JJudahNation on Instagram and find out how to watch. It's a little different because it is TV and it's not like YouTube, so you can't just look it up on YouTube. You gotta download the JGN TV app and you'll be able to watch me. I come on at 6 o'clock every day, and I've been working on new content and finding people to interview and all type of stuff like that. But like I said, it's in its baby phase. I want it to be something that I just stick with and grind through and hope to be really big outlet for the youth, you know, as it continues to grow.
All right, so I'm gonna put my student hat on. I've been doing a lot of interviews here. You're interviewing people now. Tell me what you're learning about interviewing different people. You said you interviewed Mo Bamba and the comedian. Tell me about what you're learning about going on that side of the table to interview people. It's hard, right?
Oh, right. You're talking about the table's turning. It's actually really fun, and I think I have experience because I've been interviewed so much through basketball. Yeah. And I love the thing I love about being the interviewer is being able to play off of what the person I'm interviewing just said. So just like you just did that and you just turned to say, you know, now I'm going to be the student and I'm going to ask this follow-up question. I love that. And I just really think that it makes the interview flow. And it's so cool to get like deeper into what that person is talking about or really uncover stuff. That's really my favorite part. So I'll have questions, but as we're going along, I'm just like, you know, whoa, that's interesting. Let's talk about that. And let's dive into that. And, just like you just did, so that's a great catch.
Tell me about going to Trinidad and Europe. I saw that you were there.
Man,
this summer
as well. Are all over it.
This is called research, Jonathan.
So I'll start with Trinidad. I am a part of a organization called Project Life, and Project Life, what they do is they take what they call the Global Food Festival, and it's actually so cool. They take this Global Food Festival and they go to different countries and they literally put on a free food festival where they bring different foods from all different nations. So we went to Trinidad, but they cooked food in Trinidad, Jamaican food, Puerto Rican food, Chinese food, all this, like just this huge array of food. And the people of Trinidad got to go out and get food that they really wouldn't normally be able to eat. So they were able to eat Jamaican food, able to eat, you know, food from Guyana, just different foods. And at the same time, it was a huge free festival where we gave away clothes, shoes. Nike helped me out and gave away shoes. We gave away medical supplies. We went to a place in Trinidad where they feed homeless people who don't have a place to go. And we just dropped off canned goods and just all different types of stuff for them to be able to use. So it's literally just like we're going to these different countries with the sole purpose of being a blessing, and it's all under the festival is all under, you know, the Christian theme. I got to get up and talk to the youth for like 10 minutes and just tell them about, you know, my message for them, and it was just great. You know, it was like thousands of people there, a 2-day event, and it's something, just another thing that I'm hoping, you know, with my influence, with the grace of God, to just continue to grow. And for it to be like a world-renowned event, that Project Life can go from country to country putting on.
What about Europe? That looked like a pretty cool experience, too.
Latvia. That was
Latvia.
My first Europe experience. And it was awesome. Like, I tell everybody, the NBA does such a good job with, like, everything. Like, what they do is always top-notch. And they have that sector of the NBA called the BWB, the Basketball Without Borders.
Yes.
And we got to go out there. It's just a camp for like the top kids in that area. They got to come out. I got to watch them hoop, got to play with them. And it was just fun. It was fun to watch kids compete, and these kids could play. And, you know, the NBA is great for giving them that outlet to be able to, you know, see the NBA game. We had NBA players show up there. I was with the Kurooks from Brooklyn. Porzingis was there. Decker was there, Sam Decker, and I think one more, Prigioni was there. The coach from the Dallas Mavericks was there. So it was just they got to do something that I would have loved to do when I was a kid. And I think it's always great what the NBA does.
That's awesome. Jonathan Isaac is our guest here from the Orlando Magic on Sports Spectrum. We last had you on, as we said in the beginning, about a year ago at this time. You were coming off a very tough rookie year on the court, but a pretty amazing season of growth in your walk with the Lord off the court. So let's start on the court. All that's transpired in the last year, watching you help your team make the playoffs, you start the majority of your games, you're healthy. How much fun was last season for you on the court compared to especially that rookie season and what you learned there?
Well, they call it my rookie year. My second year, it was all that I could have asked for. Like you said, just I played 27 games my first season, and then my second season I played 75. I had like the longest streak of consecutive games on our team. And that I just attribute that to the grace of God and His ability to just turn situations around. And it was great. I enjoyed the year very much. I don't count it as like my first year was something not to be proud of, because it was that time that I did find myself spiritually and coming to know Jesus and accepting Him as my Lord and Savior that I found at that first year. So that time is so important to me, and I take that injury as God sitting me down and getting my attention to set me up for the life and the career that He has for me.
What about that experience playing in the playoffs? I know it was only five games, but you took Toronto to, you know, you won that first game in Toronto. You hit a big shot there, and you had that experience of playing in a big pressure moment. It's only five games, but what was that experience like?
It was great. The playoffs are just—it's just a completely different game. Everything is heightened. The fans, everything is such at an exceptional level. And we got that first game, and we just weren't able to make enough adjustments to hang on. And you know, that's kudos to the Raptors, and they went on to win everything. But it was just a great experience for me and our team. And I know it. What that does is it helps us get hungry and know what we have to do to get back, but at the same time be able to make reflection about what we need to do as we move forward.
Off the court, spiritually, you told us, you just mentioned it, your rookie year was really where you began your walk with Christ, really going deep with the Lord. So looking back now from a year ago to today, how has that relationship grown for you in your walk with Christ?
Man, Jason, I'd say leaps and bounds. I've been speaking more and more. It's just been a journey of just sticking with it, growing with them, just growing into the man of God that I know that God wants me to be, and focusing on continuing that and growing more and more each and every day. I'd say the biggest thing for me that I feel like is the reason why I've been able to grow in that area is being planted. Like I know where my church is. I know where my bishop is, my pastor. I know where my altar is at. You know, when I can go and pray, I know those things. And I think being planted in that way has really helped me. And just having the desire and the hunger to grow and not have my eyes, you know, set on being this perfect person, but allowing the work of Christ to continue to work on me, and just having that hunger to want to do better and to want to be the man of God that I know God has called me to be, that has just kept me along this time, and it's kept me progressing.
I know the Orlando Magic had a faith night earlier this year. What was that experience like? I know you spoke at that, and that's a big responsibility, at least from my point of view, to be able to sort of almost represent your team when you're talking about faith. What was that like? And I know Pat Williams was there with you. That had to be a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, so that was super fun. It was called Faith and Family Night. Yeah. And what they had told me was like, listen, you know, you're going to go out there and, you know, we're going to do this Q&A. You're going to take some questions from the crowd. Cool. I'm like, okay, cool. I can do that. I get out there and they like, give me a mic. And they're like, you know, go ahead and, you know, say what you got to say. So it turned into like a mini sermon. So I'm just, I was just sitting in the chair and I was thinking, what I felt like I needed to say, at that time. And it turned out great. And I give all glory to God for that. And I hope that people who watched it and listened, that they were able to take something from it. Mm. But it was cool to just, they were just like, you know, we want to introduce Jonathan. And Pat had came up to me and he said he wanted me to, like, you know, speak a little bit, not just do the Q&A. And, you know, I said okay.
Well, it must have been nice, too. I know that he retired this year, and we've had Pat on the podcast a couple times. You talk about a man full of wisdom.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I've written a million books.
Yeah.
And I think he's, well, last time I spoke to him, he said something about he wanted to write a book, another book about what Jesus would be like in the NBA.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. I would love... What do you think Jesus would be like in the NBA? I'll ask that question to you. That's interesting.
What do I think Jesus would be like in the NBA? That is a great question. I think he'd be the same he was when he was here. He would be the most compassionate, but at the same time the most truthful person there is. He would speak to the lives of the men that are in this league. Unapologetically, and show them the love of God.
What is that like? Now you're 2 years, you're getting ready for year three in the NBA. So I can ask you this question, I think maybe a little bit better now than I could have a year ago. But, and it's kind of a generic question, but what do you think the state of faith is in the NBA? You've been around the game now a couple years. They have team chapels. We've talked to chaplains and we know about that, but the state of faith in the NBA, it's kind of the unknown in some ways, because a lot of guys aren't as outspoken, at least from what I can see, as maybe an NFL player or a Major League Baseball player. You're one of the few. So what do you think the state of the NBA and faith is?
The state of faith in the NBA, I will say that looking around, like you said, at other sports, football and baseball, there are more outspoken men in those leagues. I would say I go to chapel every chance that I get, and there are men that are in there seeking to grow and to learn more and in their walk with God, but I don't think there are as many willing to be more outspoken about it. And I don't want to step on any toes with saying that, but
of course,
I do know that there are men of faith, in our league, and they show up and it's shown through their lives. I know guys like Anthony Tolliver,
yeah.
Sammy Ogilay, guys on my team that go to chapel and are fighting the good fight. But I do see a difference. When it comes to leagues like football and baseball that do have those men that do stand up and speak out.
I've talked to Semi Ogilvy on the podcast. You mentioned Semi just a couple weeks ago. He was on the podcast, and I asked him about just the responsibility of being an NBA player and being not outspoken, but unashamed, I think, really is the better word in terms of living your life, your faith in God, and not hiding it, I guess. I always tell people it's personal, but it's never private in the sense of our faith in Christ. With success, that comes an increase in that platform that we talked about with you, obviously a lot of opportunities. So what's that responsibility in your eyes now as you see it getting ready for year three to continue using that platform to point others back to our Creator?
You know, When I think about this question, and I think about a platform like Instagram, and you'll have people say, you shouldn't post that or you shouldn't say that, on your Instagram, and you don't want to. People say you don't want to, push your faith on the people, and you know, I feel like what I do and what I post and what I say, I can only be me. I can only live with my experiences and what I know for myself, the same way someone else has to do the same. And it just so happens that for myself that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. So me being my authentic self, that's who I am, and that's the way I speak, and that's me. So I just see it as being me. So as I continue to what I believe is God's will is continue to progress and to grow and to gain a bigger platform, I'm gonna be me, and that's all I can do. And I think that when you think about it that way, I don't see why more people aren't. When you say, you know, the outspoken and the in that way, I can only be me, and I can only live with what I know and what I see and what I believe in. And that's me. I tweeted something out just saying like I forgot what I said, but I ended it with you know, I think I said I am who I am because of Jesus, and there's nothing spooky about it, and that the Bible helps me, and it's just true. The Bible helps me live. It helps me be a better man. And Jesus does as well. I see myself as a better man and a better person, and I see that as a direct effect that Jesus Christ has had on my life. And if I'm going to speak about myself, I'm going to have to speak about him.
Right, right. Now, let me ask you this, because, and then we're going to wind down here in a second, but you're a big boy. You're almost 7 feet tall. So I'm envisioning Jonathan Isaac walking into a church, even if it is your home church, and trying to just blend in. Nobody bothering you, and you're just trying to be there to worship, but you're 7 feet tall and you play for the Orlando Magic. So is it possible for you to just be a part of a church home and sort of not have to, not saying have any preferential treatment, but to be able to just be there and be a follower of Christ and worship? Or does that whole celebrity thing hinder that a little bit?
Yes. So yes, I would say absolutely there are. It is shocking to people. And when I first got there, it was like, wow, like Jonathan Isaac is at our church right now. Yeah. And there was a level of, you know, just people being excited and happy about it. And, you know, it's a part of it. So I understand. But the more I got to know the people, the more, they got to know me. It just turns into me just being another person. I need Jesus just as much as they do. And you come to that realization really, really quick. And you know, they honor me for who I am, because I am a figure out here. So they do their best to they say give honor where honor is due, and I appreciate it. But at the base level, they understand my humanity and just the fact that I'm really good at basketball player. Basketball doesn't mean I need, you know, Jesus any less.
Right. No, exactly. That's good. Last question here. And I know you're a busy man, so I really do appreciate your time, Jonathan. As you get ready for this third season, where you are right now, we asked this to you a year ago. I'll ask it to you again. What are you learning from God today? What is the Lord teaching you right now where he has you today in this season of life?
What is he teaching me? I'm preparing to speak really soon at church. Okay. And what I've seen and what I feel like I really want to say is to talk about understanding. And you know, when I think about the whole gospel, what I think about, you know, what preachers are trying to accomplish today is that they are trying to get people to understand what it is that God has for them, what it is. The reason why Jesus came. When Jesus came, he was trying to get people, the disciples, to understand what was at hand. And I think when we come from the perspective that we have a lot of misunderstandings because of the world, because of what we've been exposed to, we have a ton of misunderstandings about life, a ton of misunderstandings about God, a ton of misunderstandings about what it means to be a good person, just all of that. And when we hear these sermons and we hear all of that, when we sit in those seats, to have our minds focused on, I'm here because I need to get understanding. I need to get my mind changed. And in Romans 12:2, it says, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind."
Yeah.
And when I hear that, I'm just thinking, man, like when I sit in church now and the pastor's preaching, I'm thinking in my mind, I need to get this. Just like in school, they teach you because they want you to understand and take it out and use it for a purpose. So when we're in church, it's really just to get clarification on what understanding is and how powerful understanding is, because when you have understanding, you can impart and pass it on to somebody else. And that's the whole goal. The whole goal of the gospel is for you to get it and for you to pass it on. And I think when we look at understanding in that way, like, I need to get what is being dished out for me and for the people around me that I love. And it's all love, because Jesus came to bring understanding because he loved us, because he wanted us to have the abundant life that he spoke of. So that's been just, you know, brewing in me. I think that's exactly what God is teaching me right now, to really strive to get it. I think in Proverbs it says, you know, get understanding at all costs. Like, yeah. Even though it costs all that you have, even though it costs everything that you have, get understanding. And if more of us would realize that understanding is so expensive that not a lot of people have it, we'd be better off.
That's good wisdom, my friend. I'm going to start calling you Pastor Jonathan Isaac instead of Orlando Magic Ford. I'm just saying.
Stop it, man. Stop it.
John, thanks, buddy. I really appreciate your time. We're going to be watching you, rooting for you this year in year three. And thanks for coming on again on the show. We really appreciate it.
Man, thank you, Jason. I appreciate you. Keep me in your prayers.
Great stuff there from Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic. Very excited to watch him in the 2019-2020 season and see where God takes him and where God takes the Orlando Magic as they try to get back to the playoffs. Give Jonathan a follow over on Twitter and on Instagram. He's probably more active on Instagram. He posts some good videos there, and he's got that Judah Nation TV platform channel that he's doing where he's interviewing people. So give him a follow over on Instagram. Let him know that you heard about him here on Sports Spectrum. Many thanks to Jonathan, and many thanks to Compassion International for sponsoring and partnering with us here at Sports Spectrum. Go to compassion.com/sportsspectrum. Check it out, the website, a list of children from all over the world waiting for as long as some of them are over 400 days waiting to be sponsored, a chance for you to release a child from poverty. A hope more powerful than poverty can be had over at Compassion International, the most trusted child development ministry in the world. Go to compassion.com/sportsspectrum, pray about it, and consider releasing a child from poverty today. We always appreciate when you reach out on our social media platforms and share or like or reply to any of the content that we have. Check us out over there. You can just search Sports Spectrum on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. And of course, all of our content is found at sportsspectrum.com. That's our website, a great place to bookmark and make it your daily visit with a devotional that's out every single morning at 6 a.m. There's at least three or four new articles posted there every day on the intersection of sports and faith, and every podcast is there as well. 400 plus episodes of the Sports Spectrum podcast can all be found over at sportsspectrum.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sports Spectrum's podcast. Have a great rest of your day.